Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
So, how have you been?
Me old mucker.
My old governor.
Yeah, all right. I've had a couple of days off of work. So I was off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday last week, and Saturday and Sunday, and back to fucking work today, because we're recording on a Monday. Crazy.
Yeah. It's mad. You had 3 days off during the week, and they allowed that to happen.
Yeah, and the whole place went to shit.
The fucking burnt down.
Yeah, I had fucking glorious weather, man. I did a went to a food festival thing that was sick, and I had this Afghan wrap. It was like minced lamb with like spices and herbs and then like
an
some...
IED in the middle of it.
No, it didn't fucking have an IED, Bellend. Dude, it was 10 out of 10. This wrap was like a naan, like a crispy naan, like a toasted naan, but yeah. Really thin. Oh, bro, it was incredible. And I went to go see James Acaster.
Why, he's sick. From our favorite podcast.
I went to go see James Acaster in Northampton, I think it was, the other day. Can't remember even when that was. I think it was Thursday. Yeah, he was dope, man. He was so funny.
He's got that dry sense of humor that's just like does make you laugh so hard.
Yeah. It was great. And oh dude, I've done so much. I had a pizza fucking making thing. We made some pizzas and put them on the pizza oven in the barbecue.
What, with Lady Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, fair play.
Yeah, it was sick. And then... Yeah.
You done a stream on Wednesday?
You were going to say on your birthday.
Yeah,
then,
I was.
I did a stream. I did a stream on Wednesday.
You got to say it different. You got to say stream on Wednesday.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's just the way we do it now.
That's just the way we do it.
And... Can you hear anything in the background as I'm talking to you?
No.
That's good.
Can you hear anything in the background of mine?
Yeah, I can hear three tied up men going...
Oh, is it the vanilla paste? Or the asparagus and cuttlefish? Oh no, the cuttlefish.
Fuck me.
I have got one question for you though.
Oh no.
What is your favourite of the seven seas?
Black, because I'm goth.
Oh.
Goth as fuck, the... Dave.
Because mine is the
I don't even think I can keep that joke in, Dave.
It's so funny, though.
I can't even keep that in.
I used it at work today.
Okay, thank you. Oh, my word.
Have you ever heard that joke before?
No.
I heard it the other day and it's just been there, like living rent-free in my brain. I just wanted to get it out.
Fuck me. The reason why I'm asking about my mic is because I have acquired a fully blown air conditioning unit, bro.
Are you fucking what?
Oh, mate. What is the temperature
today? Have you moved to Malta without me knowing?
It's like 29 degrees or something today.
Right. It's 29.5 today.
And right now in my room, it's 22. Oh, it's wonderful. Especially when anyone with a gaming PC can rate that, right? When you got a gaming PC in this kind of heat, it's unbearable.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I haven't actually been on the PC for a couple of days.
Loser.
Well, no, life's just been getting ahead
of
me. Oh,
what, you've been going to touch grass?
Been playing bowls, boy.
Oh, actually has been touching grass.
Yeah. But I'll tell you a funny story. I only had, they wanted me to work on Saturday. I said I couldn't because I had a game, which I did. My game didn't last as long as I should. So I went home and was having a relax. And Sarah's like, why don't you come to the pub and chill with me? I'm at work, but it would be nice to see you. And I said, oh, maybe I'll think about it. Like, fell asleep watching that Star Wars series. So I was a bit like, fuck. I woke up to my neighbour shouting over my fence, hey, Dave, do you want to come next door and have a quick drink and celebrate my promotion at work? And I was like, sweet. So I went next door, celebrated this nice guy's like promotion. Next thing I know, it's 11 o'clock at night and I can't see forward.
Oh no.
Then that evening, I'm not well, man, and I needed to be up at 9 in the morning as well. You know, I just can't say no. That's my issue with life.
Well, that's good to know.
I'm a socialite, so I just, you know, people are like, do you want another beer? Yes, yeah, and I will drink it.
That's mad.
She was not happy.
She was not happy.
She was neither happy when she had to unblock the sink either.
Oh, Dave. Fucking animal, bro.
It happens once a year, but when it does, it's grenade pin pulled and then the pin's thrown away so far away you can never put it back in.
You're fucking vile, dude.
So my next door neighbour is now an enabler.
Right.
Of my, you know, he just sent me back next door to drop me off to my own house, which was next door. So there you go, you can have him back.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
That's mad. Oh, well, there you go. Glad you had a lovely time.
No, and I didn't. The next morning was painful. Why do I never learn?
No, that's it, isn't it?
Why do we never learn?
It's ridiculous.
But I never had a like I said, I never had a hangover until I was at least 25.
Yeah.
So
you got a lot of catching up to do.
Well, it's fucking painful. I don't think I want to catch up.
Do I get a hangover if I drink 2 beers now? Ridiculous. Oh, that's another thing I did. I went to Miller and Carter.
Miller and Carter. Oh, wow.
I went to
did
Miller
you
and
mortgage?
Carter. Yeah. I went to Miller and Carter. I had 2 beers and a glass of red wine. The next day, I felt like I'd drunk 6-7 pints.
What's the saying? Beer before wine and
you'll be
you
fine.
Will feel fine.
Yeah.
Wine before beer and you will feel unwell.
Funny. Uneasy.
Uneasy.
You will feel uneasy about finishing that joke.
Yes, you cannot finish that. It's not even a joke, it's an actual true saying. Yeah. Or just don't fucking mix. Stick to what you're drinking. Like, if you're on beer and some Polish guy offers you vodka shots, say no.
Yeah, fair.
Because it's not going to end well.
No. You just need to learn to say no. But on the other hand, I've been drinking tequila a lot recently.
Every Mexican's password. Tequila 123.
If I have tequila, I have like tequila and orange, right? I could drink a whole bottle or whatever, and that'd be absolutely
tequila and
fine.
Orange.
Yeah, it's quite nice, very refreshing, loads of ice. But
someone said brandy and orange is nice.
Oh, I don't think I've really ever drunk brandy.
Only Napoleon has, darling.
Yeah. But, yeah, I can drink that. And I don't know, I've had a drink, but I'll be fine. You know what I mean? Give me an hour and something to eat and I'll be all right.
Yeah, I think in our age now, we just got to stick to our own lane.
Yeah.
Like, if you're drinking beer, stay in your lane at the swimming pool. Don't go into someone else's lane who's on the wine or on the spirits. Like, you set a precedent at the start. Don't. Your body can't handle it. You need to book a bed in the NHS if you change lane.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, that's our TED Talk done.
That's on, life.
On how
by
to
Andy
be,
and Dave.
How to be old.
Ungracefully.
Yeah, how to ungracefully age. Wonderful. Let's crack on. I've got an idea. Just because our intros are seemingly getting longer and fucking longer, let's leave the plug to the end. And then if we forget about it, oh well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the plug about, like, you can catch us on Spotify and stuff.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. Cool, yeah. Mainly Spotify. Yeah.
Yeah, and the plug about, like, the merch as
well.
Oh,
yeah, like the merch store. That's really cool. Yeah, you know, we had a message about that today.
We did, yeah. And we got that message in our Discord, but we won't talk about any of that until later on.
Until the end, yeah.
Yeah, until the end. Yeah. And, you know, when I tweet it out on our Twitter page as well. So we won't talk about any of that until the end.
Nothing, yeah. And it may pop in the Community Chronicles, like, once a month. Yeah.
All right.
Hashtag talent for Daisy.
So if we now we've got a plan, shall we crack on?
Oh hey, let's go.
Oh, what the fuck was that? I tried doing a whip noise. That's our friends. Whoopa. And go. Welcome back to Friendly A Daisy Podcast. This is episode 87, and this one is all about the mind games you can play in-game. Using rifles and a can of baked beans aren't your only weapons, Dave. You can use the words you say or your enemy's mind to play against them. And that's what we're going to discuss today, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Yes. So I want to start off by saying Daisy's gameplay, it's all in your head. Like, some people overcomplicate the game. Some people, you know, just like run on like an infantry soldier that's been eating fucking crayons and just rush everything. So, but most of this game is in your head.
Yeah.
So playing mind games with your opposition or enemy, or even with someone you're running with.
Oh, yes. I was hoping we were going to cover that.
Yeah. So these are some of the things from our experiences and experiences we've watched on YouTube's on how to play mind games.
Well, this kind of leads on very nicely from our last episode. Listen to this or something like that? Where we talk about all the sounds and stuff. And we were talking about how like the rustling of a bush can just fuck you up. You know, where you're like, oh, was that someone? Did I hear someone? I don't know. And it'll make you do and act differently and do random things, you know? And this is more of a, how can we influence that in someone else? Because everybody has heard that bush, right? It's got my favourite C joke in my head still. Puss, puss.
The bush C.
The bushy. everyone's heard that bush rustle and think that there's someone there, you know, but there was no one there. So we all know what we're talking about. We all know that we're on the same page here and what we're trying to achieve. How can we then use that to our advantage?
How would you use it to your advantage?
Right, here's the typical scenario, I think, where you're going to use this. Or where I've used it most often, right? You're in a building, there's maybe two of you in there and you're sorting through your loot, and then you hear one or two people come up to the door of the building you're in and you go, hello, who's that? And then they maybe they don't talk and you're like, that's sketchy. As soon as they don't talk, so that's them playing mind games on you already, right? If they're not talking to you, they now know you're there, but they're gonna hide. Now that what you can do at this point is you can either inflate your numbers so they might get scared and leave you alone. You could say, there's five of us in here. You don't fuck off. We're going to come out there and take you out one by one.
I'm the big bad wolf.
Or if let's say there are three of you, maybe you only tell them there's one of you.
Oh, underselling a big squad. Now that's a good one.
I feel like the rule should be, if you're small, be big. If you're big, be small. Do you know what I mean? So if there's four of you, make sure they only think there's only one of you. If there's one of you, make sure they think there's two. There's four of you. Because that way, they're going to act differently. They think there's only one of you, but then they open the door and there's four fucking like shotguns facing the door. Do you know what I mean? They're never going like to have expected that.
Mexican standoff.
Yeah. But then again, if they think that there is four of you and there's only one of you, maybe there's only two of them. They might just leave you. They might, nah, fuck that. We're just going to go.
True.
So I feel like that should be the rule. If you're big, be small. If you're small, be big.
Yeah. Opposite bipolars.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's a fair one. That is a fair one. But when that guy's knocked on your door and you're trying to upsell yourself, maybe you're only in there and you've got no gun. Normal DayZ rule is you've got all the guns and no ammo for that gun, but for every other gun. You haven't got the right gun or right ammunition, but still have your gun out in your hand. The guy can hear your gun coming out.
Yeah.
So he knows, fucking hell, he's got a gun. He don't know if there's rounds in there. Or they don't know if there's rounds in there.
Yeah.
You gotta upsell yourself. Keep swapping weapons. Do you know what I mean? If they're playing the game. Remember that time, Andy, that guy was holding Bird Box on us?
When?
And then, well,
like,
Somnology Factory.
Yeah, like when? Yeah, that's time, like 100 times.
When he was holding his breath that time, when he was holding his breath like aiming at the, every time we got on the ladder, he'd go. Yeah, do you know that one? That one was, he was definitely playing mind games with us.
Yeah, he definitely.
Every single time we touched
ammo.
A ladder, he knew. And then when we went up there, he was like pretty much dying of life.
Oh, fuck yeah. I remember that shit.
Yeah, no ammo, no
he
nothing.
He completely
like
duped us, didn't he?
Yeah, he even played mind games with us. We didn't push for ages and he was waiting for a third party to third party us so he would get the scraps.
Yeah, that's sick. That's a proper... I do remember that example and that is bang on exactly what we're talking about. Like, using that to your advantage. I mean, it didn't work out for him that time, but...
Well, it nearly did. We didn't push up that ladder for about half an hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah, we must have been bored as fuck, man.
No, I think we were just having fun, man. We were like, we got this guy where we want him, boys.
Just breathing at us.
Another one I like for the old mind games in that scenario. So we all know what Bird Box is. We all know the call, you know, the factory building that has the little room upstairs. If there's more than one of you up there, you got one guy trying to make as much noise as he can near the ladder or like peeking and stuff like that. But one guy can have his shoes off. He can get down.
Oh, yeah.
He
if you roll
down on
off
the
edge.
Roll onto the Tim thing and get in behind him. So playing mind games with the enemy like that, and if you're in a good squad, you can... I feel this is a ploy that probably Tope normally does. Do you know what I mean? When he plays in a squad, he loves a little bit of mind games.
Yeah. Getting that loop round that... What's it called?
Yeah.
Fucking... The flank. Flankaroonie. Fucking hell, do you know what really gets me every time is when someone throws something that's not a grenade?
Yeah, that's another mind game.
Since that update, a couple of updates ago, where things make impact noises. Oh my God, that's awful.
Even one rag can make the sound of a fucking nuclear bomb.
And sometimes that's all you need. If you think people are holding, if you've got some people locked down in a room and you've got them in there and they're holding the angles, if you push, you die. Throw like a round in there, like get some of your fucking 9mm, do you know what I mean? Throw a single round in there and it will make the most horrific noise for them. It will shit them up. They will, I guarantee, they will at least move for it.
Or change angle.
Yeah, they will do something. The best case scenario is they'll think it's a grenade and then charge out of that room, giving you the opportunity to light them up.
Yeah.
But, you know, worst case scenario, they're going to go, oh shit, what was that? And they're going to look around and that way it gives you enough time to... And even then, you can keep throwing in... Let's say you've only got one grenade. Keep throwing in a couple of 9mm bullets and then on your fourth one, throw an actual grenade.
Like the boy who cries wolf.
Yeah, and they'll be like, fucking just another bang!
It's another shitty round. Boom! But on that respect, we did have a couple of patches ago or this year, they did sort of announce they wanted to do a rework on the AI on the infected, which never come around. It was a bigger task than anticipated. But you can sort of manipulate zombies to a point.
Right.
Because they go towards sound. So when throwing something, they go towards sound. Now, if you notice there's a player and they haven't really noticed you, throw something in their direction. The noise that where that thing lands can set zombies onto them and give you that opportunity to take them out.
Yeah, I think that's just being tactical. That's not like using a mind game, is it?
No, no, I'm just saying it's on the same line as throwing things.
All right, no, I get it.
I mean? So,
I get the segue. Yeah.
Okay.
We need to stop. But can we just kill that meme now?
No.
No, because we've got new memes and
you got a
spit on that.
She's kidding everywhere. Spit on that there. Oh, that's not your controllers, you you PlayStation guys. Nah. But other mind games, what I really like is you know, we were talking about people are playing a lot in the mouse at the moment, and people sometimes only friendly when they need something, okay?
Okay.
So when guys are starving, that's when they become a little bit friendly. Hey, man, have you got any food? You know what I mean? Or, hey, man, you got any rounds for any buckshot? You know what I mean? And you're like, ooh, really? The mouse is going to give you some rounds so you can slot me? Yeah, good. Well,
yeah.
But if you're running with someone and they're asking for food, you can't give them all your food on like the mouse. Even on a harsh, like, vanilla server, I find, you know, the one that doesn't have much food. But you got to play that mind game with them, like, oh, mate, I've got nothing. And then when you got to try and disappear and eat your food so you don't go red at the same time as he does. You're like, he's like, what are you eating? Oh, nothing. I'm just having a hell of a time.
Chewing my fingernails, bro.
I'm doing nothing, boy. What the hell are you doing?
What about, have you ever done the water bottle trick?
No, as in like filled it up with something disgusting.
No. So if you're being held down in a room or held down somewhere, right? And obviously if you're being held down, you know you're being held down. And neither of you are pushing. You don't want to push. They're not pushing. Whatever, whatever. What you can do is switch to your water bottle, right? And start to drink from it. And what it will do, it will play the sound of you opening a water bottle. But then you can cancel it really quickly and have your weapon back in your hands. That, before, has worked for me. I've got them to push and then I got the kill because they thought I was drinking my water bottle. They thought I'd be vulnerable.
Yeah.
But I weren't. I was duping them, Dave. I duped them.
I saw literally a mind game about 10 minutes ago on Tope's stream. Mm-hmm. So he kills a guy.
Yep.
Well, kills two guys, and he knows there's two other in this building, right?
Okay.
So after looting and that, the other guys are pushing Tope, so he's looting the body. But he knows one of the bodies is sort of stuck, and as soon as it starts coming up with flies, Tope hid in a bush that was right next to these bodies without being seen. And when the flies turned up, he knew that these guys are going to have to cut the bodies so they could hear Tope coming. So Tope takes off his shoes. And when he hears the guys starting come up, cutting up the body, he pushed, wiping two of them out.
That's good. That's good.
Now that is mind games. That knowing it, because it's not just mind games to dupe the enemy, but it's being strong within your mind game, like your own mind, like knowing that you can do that. Mm.
I just thought of another one. Another two.
Another 12. 10 points to Gryffindor.
Have you ever got someone to... You see, do you know what? In this, actually, we'll talk about baiting as well in a second. But have you ever got someone to peek a window by shooting in the opposite direction? You see TRMZ doing it all the time. So
in a squad, I like to do that. You know, when I'm running with Wes or that, and then I'm like, I'm holding someone's angle. Can you, like, shoot wherever
you're holding
are?
Holding their what?
Angle. Of the dangle.
Yeah, dude, we had this the other day, didn't we? I think one of us went... Oh, actually, this wasn't the other day. This was like the other month. I think it was yourself.
It seems like yesterday.
I think it was you, Mark. I think it was you, Mark, and me. It might have been Wes. I can't remember.
No, it was Wes, and it was on Anastara.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. It was on Chernarus. And one of us went down really, like, straight away, and then I pushed... And then I went down, and then they didn't know where you were, but I was just uncon. And if you had shot at that point, you would have distracted them from finishing me off.
Oh, I know.
Do you remember?
You mean,
I don't remember where it was. It was by that that medical
it
camp
was
place by
Grish.
By Novi, wasn't it?
I thought it was in Grishino.
Maybe. I don't really remember that much, to be honest. But I just remember that happening. I went down. I was unconned. They had no idea you were even there. So I feel like if you had shot in my general direction...
Oh, no, it was. It was a summer camp. It was a summer camp in Novi, Novoselki.
Novosibor.
If I would have shot, he wouldn't have shot. Yeah, he wouldn't have killed you. Yeah. But I just was too far. I just didn't think fast enough.
I don't know if that would have worked. I just feel like that would have worked.
Yeah, letting him know that he isn't alone and he needs to watch out, so he hasn't got time to finish you off.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like if a bullet lands near you, if you shot in my general direction, he would have heard the impact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he would have gone, "Fuck! Someone's got a bead on me. Let me what's it called? Re-sight?
Reposition.
Reposition. Fucking hell, what's wrong with my brain today? That would have been... I mean, it would have given your position away, of course, but it would have meant that I might not have died.
This is true.
But then there's the other side where... And I've done this multiple times. For some reason in my head, I can see a person in a double red. They're upstairs, double red, sniping. And they're peeking, and suddenly they don't peek for ages. Grab your Mark II or a silenced pistol or whatever, and shoot the next to their window so they hear an impact on their window. And they, for some reason, they peek it again. They're like, "Where the fuck did that come from?" And they peek it. Stupid. Yeah. But it works every time.
So we all have seen, hopefully we've all seen it. Maybe you haven't, but Enemy at the Gates.
Nah.
And our good friend, Ron, I forget his name now. Ron
Weasley.
Ron Weasley. No.
Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy. Yeah, imagine that if he was in Enemy at the Gates. But remember the sniper thing where he's using his helmet?
Oh, Ronald McDonald.
Had a farm. But yeah, he...
Ron Rudolph?
He puts a helmet... What?
Ron Rudolph! Santa's coming to town! Chuck Berry, baby.
Not heard it. Chuck Berry. Chuckle Bros. But yeah, he puts a helmet in a certain area where... Or some... he put some loot in some area thinking that the sniper's going to, hit... You know, go for the helmet that had no head underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking he's peeking. So... There is a way of doing that.
Yeah, I think I saw a Freshborn's video about that. How?
Yeah, there is a way of doing it. Somehow placing it on the windowsill. But
I think don't you hold it in your hands or something? I can't remember.
Hold it in your hands. It's something like that, yeah. But it's something that can be done. But I haven't personally tested it out. Oh. I've done the loot situation though. Have you, Andy?
Yeah, yeah. Left loot for bait.
Left loads of loot for bait.
Trap.
Leave a big pile of fucking loot. It takes them ages to scroll through it. So then they're in that position for a long time, giving you that clean shot to fuck them up. That's a good one. Or another good one is I like to use, even if I haven't got any grenades, I like to put down the tripwires.
Oh.
Yeah, I've started doing it now. Even if I don't have any grenades, just making tripwires. Putting them down in, say, buildings where it's going to take me ages to loot and stuff, putting them at the door, because you can hear that guy when he trips over it. He thinks there's a grenade because there's obviously a delay and he'll run. Mm-hmm. He'll run uncontrollably. I've killed two people doing it now on the mouse. They run uncontrollably. They're just trying to get away from that location they were and they run into Papa's arms. Meow.
Don't ever call it Papa's arms again. That's not allowed.
They're coming to grandfather's lap. Oh,
okay.
Either way, it's fucking violent and they get killed.
What about some deception techniques? Like the classic being friendly, being non-threatening, having your gun away, maybe asking for some food. So when they go in their inventory, they also get a slug to the head with your quick draw.
Pow! Yeah, but you say that. If you've got a gun on your shoulder, but you can fit it in your bag.
Yeah.
Get it in your
100%.
Bag.
100%. That is the point that Daisy switches for me when I can't conceal. And the worst thing is when you've got a gun that you can't put in your bag that you've got no ammo for.
Oh, and they think you're a threat. Yeah. That's like the mind game that's not working for
you. Yeah. It's just like opposite. It's the absolute opposite result there.
Of what you're trying to achieve. It's like, fuck. They think I've got an M16 and actually it's badly damaged. No mag, no rounds. I'm fucked here.
You could also like befriend people, I guess, as well, right? So let's say you're in like a bad way. You can get them to like patch you up. Maybe like, hey, I'm fairly new to the game. I had no idea that how I had to cure this illness. Yada, yada. Maybe like pretend to be, oh, I've got this like sickness symbol. And you know what I mean?
Pretend to be a noob and really like... And like get him into a false sense of security. They think, actually, this guy, I can't kill this guy. I can teach him, though. I've got a pet. Then the next thing he knows, pow, I come in, Blair.
Yeah, and that trick would usually work when you're like in the early stages of the game, so in your spawn towns or whatever.
Yeah, and if you're in shit state and got a cold and you haven't got much loot, you know what I mean? Like, how the hell have you got a cold and it's sunny weather?
Dave, do you remember when it wasn't that long ago? I think it was when we were playing with Paddy. So actually it was pretty long ago, maybe about fucking 6 months ago, where we were in Chernarus and I was pretending to be a noob and we ran into someone and I was saying, oh, I've got this gun, which is Mark II, wasn't it, or whatever. Mark 11. Mm-hmm. What's it called again?
It's Mark II.
I had this Mark II. I was like, I don't...
Amphibia.
I said, what fucking bullets do I need for this? And because he thought I was a noob, he didn't make me put my gun away and I kept pointing it as well. As if... Because that's what a not... If you're not a noob, you don't point your gun, otherwise you're risking, like, getting shot, right? Well, this guy didn't have his gun out, so I just kept, like, pointing it and then dropping it again, pointing it, dropping it again. And then, eventually, I don't know, just saying stuff that a noob would say, right? Like, what ammo goes in this? Oh, do I have to find a mag or wada yada yada yada, all of that kind of stuff. And then, eventually, I just lined it up with his head and... dropped him because I'm a bastard.
Really kicked him in the balls.
Yeah. So definitely killed him. And, you know, and gave Paddy a fun run, I guess, because of that. Got some loot and then we ran off.
Oh, was that the one where he knocked me out thinking I was the enemy with a fucking sledgehammer and the enemy was next to me. And I'm Paddy, not me, no.
I think I might have been, you know, cold. Because we went, that was five tenths, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was five tenths and there was somebody there. And the confusion of Paddy screaming. We couldn't get any comms. He's then knocking me out. I think he knocked Mark out as well.
That's when we got Paddy that tip one at a time.
Yeah, that's where we got the tip.
We got quite a few tips playing from Paddy, to be fair, because he just did everything wrong.
Literally, honestly, Andy then kills this other guy in five tenths. He's knocked out two of our squad. Thinking he's done such a good job, we're all fucking hanging out. And he's like, we're like, right, Paddy, we need you to be better at your comms, be better at your recognition of players. Just be a better person, come on.
Just be a better person. Just start going to church.
On time as well. Oh, God. We learnt a lot that day about ourselves.
Yeah. Our patience like levels.
Our patience levels, yeah, and how much we could actually physically take.
What about, have you ever done the almost, I don't know what it would be called, but it's like a double cross almost, right? Running away from someone or maybe seeing someone. I've seen someone in a town and then I've carried on looting and then I found someone else in that town and I've completely lied about the first person I saw saying that he tried to kill me. And then us two have then gone for that guy.
Yeah, you drag people into your little clan on that one. And even though you're the offender, they think they're the offender. The amount of times I've been in like a fist fight with someone and I'm clearly losing. I'm going, this guy's been trying to kill
me.
This guy. And then someone, that guy. And then the other guy's like, no, this guy was a dickhead. And then you're like, no, who spoke to you first? Who are you going to believe?
I love that. I love doing shit like that because it's just like, it's just banditry almost, isn't it? Like you're just horrible. It's not a toxic thing though, that's just part of it, isn't it?
That's DayZ, man. I think when shit like that happens, as long as it's done in, say, Cherno, Electro, Sonichi, Berezino, then it's sound. But when you can't do that shit in like Grishino or Northwest Airfield.
No.
Well, maybe you could. Maybe you could. There's a guy in the ATC.
Yeah.
And he's been, you know, he's not even been sniping at anyone. You've seen him and you go, God, there's a guy in ICT. Do you want to push him with me? And this guy could be actually really nice, yeah, but you've just dragged this guy. Come. Because no one likes an ATC camper.
That's right. I mean, yeah, you could be like, there's a dude that, if someone like, let's say you're in ATC, because you're an ATC camper. let's say you are the ATC camper, and then someone pushes you. And he'll be like, dude, did you take a couple of sniper shots here? And they'll go, nah, unless it was them. No, it wasn't me. It's like, there's someone been sniping at me for ages. I've killed his friend. You help me kill the other one, we'll go share his loot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And they'll be like, yeah, they could say no, but they also could say yes. So two things. If there is actually another sniper out there, you've now just doubled your squad size if you're playing solo. Or you've now dropped his guard and you can start looking for this sniper. Oh, yeah, I saw him over by the tents. See him all scoped in, tie him up whilst he's scoped in, put some handcuffs on him. I'm like, you're my little punk now. You're my little cat. Then you have to make him walk around and crawl on the floor like a little slippery snake and go, I'm a snake.
I'm a snake. I'm a snake. Great lobby. With referencing to mind games as well, Andy, it's like, we don't do it much, do we, Andy? But when we do it, you've got to really think about how you do it, and it's baiting.
Yeah, we did speak about this a minute ago, but yes, we don't do it often.
To properly bait, you can't shoot your Tundra or your SKS like off and it just be one type of gun shooting. But then again, you then can't be shooting your SKS and then shooting your IJ afterwards, because why the hell would a guy from SKS be fighting a guy IJ? You need to be more on it with the rounds. And you can't just spray and pray. You can't just let off a 30 rounder on your AK-74 and then, like, yeah, I baited well good. Because that does not sound like a fight.
Can we just, like, can we stipulate the rules for a bait? Because I hate a bait.
He is the master of all baits.
I hate a bait where it's just you're bored, you're in a town, and you're hoping people will come to you. That's the bad bait, in my opinion. The bait that I like is you've just seen someone run over a hill 700 meters away. You haven't got a shot anymore.
Drag them back.
That's it. Trying to drag someone back that you know is in the area. I feel like that's okay. A bait to try and get someone to peek, I feel like that's okay. I mean, I'm only saying, I say if I feel like that's okay because... Don't fucking make the rules of this shit. There are no rules. But there just seems to be something a little bit, I don't know, almost unethical or immoral when you're just baiting in a town, like you're in fucking
baiting from your
Starry
base
Sabor.
To snipe someone.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of shit. Like, that just feels
baiting
wrong.
Baiting at Devil's Castle is, like, they are people.
Yeah.
Baiting ATC Northwest Airfield or any of the modded map airfields. You are, take a look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, that's it. Your mother didn't love you. Is that too much?
She drops you to school in a Nissan Micra.
What?
That's proper diss. But yeah, like we say, you need to... Man, it's easier to bait when you've got two of you, so one of you can do the shooting, because then it will sound better, because some people, when they hear bait, is like, is this person changing weapons to create this bait? But if you've got a guy or someone else who can shoot someone almost instantaneously, so within the time it takes you to swap a weapon, people are like, oh, actually, that is a battle between two
SKS
people.
And a shotgun.
Yeah, that's believable.
And don't forget the double tap as well.
Oh, yeah, always do that. If one of them's got to win the fight, you get to pick who. One of them has to then do the single shot to the head at the end.
But again, I really feel like that should be completely restricted to drawing people that you know are in the area back. I guess you're giving away something that you had, which is your anonymity, your secrecy, right? That you were even in the area in exchange for potentially winning a gunfight where you don't really know, A, if that guy's even going to come back, B, where he's going to come back from. But he knows, or they know, that you're in town now. You know, you're giving away your element of surprise.
Yeah, you're giving away your not exact position, but you're giving away that you're in the area. So the guy is going to be on a little bit of a heightened, aggro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I fucking like it, Dave.
I fucking real like that, man. Andy, the master of all baiters, said, that is
A fucking great plan.
I'm going to take one a little bit lighthearted now.
Okay.
Now, do you remember the video I made with Wes and Defcon? Okay.
Yes. Is it? Is it in Berry's Lower Berry?
Yes, it is.
And does it include a shovel?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I love this.
Basically, I mean, this is one you can just have fun with your friends, right? And I do this all the fucking
children
time.
Children fun with flags.
Like, I'm surprised it still works, to be honest, but it works almost every time. Be in Discord with your friends. Be on chat with your friends or whatever. And if you're doing that, then cool. But then go to the town where your friends are, where you're meeting up with them. But say something different in your chat. Say, oh, fuck, I just got knocked out in Kamishovo. Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm red health. It's going to take me 45 minutes. When really, you're 2 minutes away. And then you just be micless. You just be quiet. And you just start fucking around with them. So I'd done this, and I ran up to Wes and Defcon. They're like, hey, who the fuck's this guy? They're like, Andy, is this you? I'm like, no, I'm fucking blinking red health. Like, I'll be there soon. There's a guy here. Defcon, there's a guy here. We need to... I mean, he's just being like fucking sketchy as hell, right? I'm keeping these two on edge. And then my goal was to get Wes to knock Defcon out with the shovel. Because this was at the time when the shovel was super OP. It was like two hits, and then you'd be uncon. And basically, that's exactly what happened. I just managed to get in between both of them so much that Wes ended up knocking Defcon out, and then I was like, it's me, like, leave me alone. It was hilarious, and I got a wicked video out of it. I'll pop it into the Discord. It was great.
It was a very good video, actually. It was very fun to watch on, because it was Andy's streaming days, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was Andy IO's streaming days.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? But that's just an example of how you can just mind fuck your friends in a good way, I guess.
Yeah, well, when Andy gets bored, Andy wants to have fun. And if you're on a server where you don't really run into a few people, he'll want to have fun with his teammates. Like, which is...
If it was like awful. Hell Let Loose, like we do it in Hell Let Loose all the time, I'll just shoot you in the leg. Like, I don't care.
Oh, man,
I'm
that's
like...
so funny. And then... with the pistol as well, that's so funny.
Because you're like, you think, fuck, I just got shot from. You do a quick scan and you see my name is pretty close by.
Yeah, I look back and just go,
fuck. Nice. Just practicing my pistol snaps, bro. Yeah, but if I get bored, I'll find like a megaphone or a battery for the fucking PA system or some shit like that.
Yeah, just get a bit bored. I've not done a PA in a long time. We should really do that on a real dear server and don't.
Does it still work? Does it still work if you put a walkie-talkie? Or, you know, is that what they're called in Get? They're not. They're just called radios, right? If you put a radio in the same room as one of those PA systems, you used to be able to speak into the radio and then it would rebroadcast through the PA.
I don't know.
Because then you can do it from everywhere.
We might need to check that out.
Because that would be very apt for this episode.
Yeah.
Because most people know where they are in each town, you know what I mean? And they think, oh, if someone's like talking from the PA, they're in that building. Well, set yourself up on the building across the street, you know? And then as they approach that door... Bam.
That's something we need to try out.
Nah.
Do you need a truck? You need a car battery for a PA system.
Yeah.
And obviously you need two walkie-talkies and two batteries.
Yeah.
That's hard to find, man.
No, you find that shit just lying around all the time.
You find all the shit on Daisy lying around.
See? Easy.
Whether it's on a dead body or not.
Friendly!
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Okay, Andy.
Okay, Dave. Superstar DJ.
Here we go! It's time.
It's time
for Video of the Week, 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 Week.
That was a powerful one. There was no echo to that. That was just you saying week, 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 week. Just like your puny little arms.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. Video of the Week today.
Nine.
Hey, Bambi.
Oh.
The adventure Daisy didn't want me to survive.
That's pretty good title. Yeah.
He is the biggest bitch in New York City. No.
What? What?
No, it's just Matt Berry just stuck.
Oh, okay. So you take that back. Say sorry, hey Bambi.
He's not even from New York City. No, the adventure Daisy did not want me to survive. 27 minutes long. It's got a great thumbnail. I'm looking at the thumbnail now, and I can see it's on the mouse. I watched the video earlier today. I think it's an absolute clanger. It's a good one. Hey, Bambi, like we said, we'll send you your winner's medal in the post. We know you're in the UK.
Well, they got trophies.
We've had to downsize the trophies. You know, there's someone that complained about Topes basically complained. He has to buy two cabinets for the amount of trophies we sent. So he says, I'd rather just get like a clothes hook for like a medal than the trophies.
Right.
And we are integrated community, so we listen to our listeners and our winners. So So we're downsizing to just winners' medals. Say
that makes sense.
On the back it says Friendly a Daisy Podcast. Winner, well done, you chump.
Why are you being so horrible?
I'm not being horrible.
You are. You're being the right bastard.
Am I? Well, do you know why I'm angry? Is because I've bought, you know, 2 years' worth of trophies for Video of the Week and I did not appreciate them.
Nah, fuck this.
It's really hard to find these people's addresses, though, online. Jack.
On the dark web. Spent so much money on the dark web finding everyone's address.
Yeah. Oh, God, New Fryer, we know where you live. No joking.
Friendly? Just a tip then, senor.
Do your little clanger line. Come on. Which one have you got today? Come on.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, right. Hang on. Okay, right.
I've got one if you haven't got one.
Okay, go on then.
He's had too many children and he needs to snip. No joking.
Wait, no.
He's had too many children and he needs to snip. His handy's just the tip. It's the only thing I can get to rhyme with tip. Tip is a hard word to rhyme with, man.
No, it's not.
No, well, he's a guy that watches Blade. Let him rip. His handy's just the tip.
It's nice to meet you. Do you mind if I strip?
His handy's just the tip.
Oh, what's this I have here? It's just the tip.
You wouldn't have seen it, but there was a whole action thing that went along with that. It was brilliant. I presented myself to you. Okay.
Spin on that thing.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeehaw! Yip, yip. We need to bring back the yip, yip, I think. Things like we need to, like, it just needs to come back.
I've got a tip for you. Everyone else is going to be able to use this in game, but I highly suggest you use this IRL. All right.
It's not a live tip, it's just a Daisy tip, guys.
This is a Daisy tip for everyone else, but for you personally, Dave, it's an IRL tip.
IRL tip.
It's about the utilization of a rag as a gag.
A rag? Oh, I saw this on someone's stream. Explain.
So, I think I did as well, which is where I got the idea of it from. Oh shit, it was Sour Sweet was playing with Trey24K. And basically, Trey24 had, he had a cough, right? He had a cold or whatever. If you use a rag, that will muffle your cough. So it will just it will make it not as loud. Yeah. So it'll be like you're wearing like a bicycle helmet, right?
Yeah, literally. But then,
which is a really good tip, even if I do so myself. But another way to do it, which is not as
effective.
It's more effective, but it's more dangerous. Is if you use the F10? Wait, did we do this tip last episode? I'm starting to recall this.
No, I don't think you can. Is that the one where you shush yourself?
Yeah.
I don't think we used it last episode.
Did we not? No. Are you 100% sure?
I'm not 100% sure.
I think I might need to check.
I think you might.
All right, let's stop the recording. We're having to re-record the tip. I'm a fucking idiot. Oh, it's marked off now. So this one, instead, is about, which I feel this may be way more useful in the coming months when Sarkal comes out, because I'm fairly sure there's going to be a new illness introduced with Sarkal. I think it's going to be sulfur poisoning. I saw a couple of things on it before where there's like there's like volcanic areas and things like that. And I think they've teased something about like new illnesses and stuff. So the way that Daisy at the moment gets around that kind of thing is by using gas masks, right? Now, what I used to do on Stalker Z when we had to use gas masks to go through the radiation zones, which I don't really see anybody doing. And in fact, I think I saw this. I saw this on Sour Sweet stream as well. When he was in, I don't even know, he was in some sort of bunker. It might have been Anastara. It might have been something else. But he was in a bunker. It was radiated or gassed or whatever. But you can keep your filters on your hotbar so you can always see how much is left in your filter.
Oh, shit. That's a 1,000 IQ play.
People always go into their invent or they check it and, you know, waste time with that. Nah, fuck that. Just hotbar it. And then you can see, it shows the...
Unless you get that bug.
Oh, well, yeah.
But then you can still see it when you go tab, so it's a lot faster.
Yeah, that's right. You know exactly where it is. But yeah, you can just see how much is in your gas mask at all times. What can we call that tip?
Hot bar for a hot zone. For my hot ass?
No.
I'll tell you what, I thought you were going to think about my hot ass.
Not your hot ass. No. Yes.
Father Ted.
The guy from Vicar of Dibley.
Oh.
No, it's Vicar of Dibley.
No.
Yes. Your Father Ted's like,
girls, oh yeah, Beck. Drink. Prostitution. What?
Next
prostitute. What the hell?
No. Oi, Dave. We have a little space for a little plug.
Okay, let's plug.
We're gonna do it a little bit. Let's streamline this bad boy though, because this is right at the end. We're changing it up. We're making a little, you know, tidying up the process, efficiencies and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll say something like, you've reached the end of episode 87 already. Congratulations. They're already listening. You can get in contact. We've had quite a few new people in the Discord recently, Dave.
Yeah, I've noticed a little influx of the peoples.
So you guys can get in contact with us as well through Discord. Our links are on our Twitter page.
We are quite vocal and we do respond to most messages.
We respond to everything, don't we?
I've been a little bit lacking this week, but you've been taking up the mantle.
For fuck's sake. Our Twitter is @friendly_daisy or X account, whatever you want to fucking call it. Friendly_daisy. Follow us there. And then from there in our profile, all of our links.
Yeah.
So you got links to the Discord, links to Spotify, Amazon, all of that kind of stuff where you can find the podcast. And then also links to the community spotlight. This is our story.
Perfect. That's nice.
Cool. Nice little place to put the ting. But good episode, Dave. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's been excellent. I've really enjoyed it.
You're going to have to start thinking of some more mind games now as well, because that's just got me hungry for them.
Yeah, boy.
And I feel like you play mind games with yourself a lot to begin with, don't you? Like Gear Fear. Gear Fear is the classic mind game.
Yeah, you can't push
that
fight.
You play that on yourself.
Yeah, you can't push that fight because you've got better gear. But actually, like, you haven't, you know what I mean? That gear would make sure you won the fight, do you know what I mean? But you're not pushing the fight.
Yeah. As soon as you get over that gear fear, you will win way more fights. It's just true. All right, guys. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining us. As I said, you can find all of our shit on our Twitter and Discord and go from there, really. The world is your oyster.
And if you do, I'll do my once a month plug or once every 2 months plug on the Facebook.
On the Facebook, you're fucking 60 years old.
On the MySpace.
I'm the book boy. Hey, I'm on my Facebook. All right, be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
That was a little bit creepy.
Ciao for now.
Thank you very much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.